The first thing Charlie Sanabria will tell you is that he's no world-famous scientist. He insists he's just a Florida State doctoral student who specializes in material science engineering. But then he talks about what he's up to.
The project that I'm working on is now they're going to create a star on Earth. Yes, this is like we're going to have the power of the sun on Earth. The problem is to control this and to hold it in place, we need a very strong magnetic field, and hence we need these superconducting materials that I work with.
This is the ITER project, short for International Thermonuclear Experimental Reactor, now being built in the south of France.
This is not a nuclear reactor. This is not a thing that's going to blow up. If it fails, it just goes and it turns off. It just dies.
Thermonuclear energy is produced through the fusion of hydrogen atoms. In the ITER device, this will take place at temperatures above 150 million degrees centigrade.
So you have all this energy that's very unstable and it's hard to keep it in place. So you need the magnetic fields, one. They're going to create a blanket around it. So around the star that I'm talking about, they're going to have a liquid metal blanket around. And this is going to be a liquid metal floating in the same shape. This also helps to keep the stability of the machine, keeps it fed with hydrogen, which is what they need.
ITER is a joint effort of the European Union, China, India, Korea, Japan, and the U.S. Sanabria is on the U.S. team that's developing the superconducting magnets that will keep the fiery reaction bottled up. We're talking magnets of incredible power.
Have you seen those magnets that they can pick up a car in a junkyard? Okay, those magnets are around 2 Tesla. That's the measuring unit for magnetic field. And the magnets that we have in the lab are around 32 Tesla. And there's a big one across the street of the 45 Tesla. And I think the record was broken recently, and it was 100 Tesla.
ITER's magnets will be made up of wires, more like cables, that will carry so much electricity they'll have to be cooled by liquid nitrogen to keep from melting.
We're not talking about a cable that we have in the household that carries, 110 volts and a couple of amps. No, we have something that's running at 45 kiloamps. It has a diameter of around 2 inches, and it has around 1,000 strands in there. Very powerful. They're very big. You can drive a truck through these magnets. That's how big they are. The whole building is going to be like 13 stories high.
If all goes as planned, ITER will be switched on around 2020. Sanabria says ITER is designed to produce around 500 megawatts of electricity, although it will not be a working power plant.
We're not extracting the energy out of it to use as electricity. This is just for research purposes, to understand what the reaction is, to be able to create it.
You can hear how the holy grail of limitless clean energy may be closer than any of us think this evening. Sanabria gives the presentation of the Mag Lab's Popular Science Cafe at Ray's Steel City Saloon. It's free and starts at 6:15. Get ready to be energized. For WFSU-FM, I'm Tom Flanagan.